Harper Audio presents Meditation Made Easy, written and read by Lauren Roche. Something has led you to be interested in meditation. Your curiosity, your desire to explore, a longing for a little rest and relaxation, or the recommendation of a friend or doctor. Well, come on in. Meditation is a great gift to give yourself. It is a way to experience a higher quality of life just by going inside yourself and touching your center for a moment. It is a brief retreat from the world that lets you re-enter the world with a more vivid presence. If you have never meditated before, this audio will be your guide to some of the simplest and most widely practiced meditations in the Western world. They are all easy techniques you can do on your own. They involve things like paying attention to your breathing, listening to quiet sounds, and tracking the movement of your thoughts. You can start by doing the exercises for 1 or 2 minutes at a time, and as you grow more skillful, you can meditate longer. This is come-as-you-are meditation. You do not have to be other than you are to begin. There are no impossible-to-do techniques, no uncomfortable postures, no onerous rules to follow. If you invest the time in exploring how your individual nature interacts with these techniques, you will likely develop some powerful tools to enhance your life. The work for you is to engage your curiosity and sense of adventure. The rewards are a greater ability to pay attention to life and to love. There are several stages of getting into a meditation. While you are learning, linger in each stage for a while, a minute or two or more. Gradualness is everything in meditation. Once you get to know a meditation, you will glide from one stage to another spontaneously. First of all, to set up the room, check that the phone is off. If you live with people, tell them you are going to be meditating and not to come in, or put a note on the door. Don't tell them to be quiet, though. Noise is no problem. Check to make sure you have fresh air. If you will be meditating for more than 5 minutes, you might make sure there's a jacket at hand in case you get cold. If you want to have a book of prayers or a Bible or poetry, put that by your spot. The attitude of meditation is a wide open embrace of your entire being, who you are in your daily life and who you are in your inner self. Allow background sensations, emotions, and thoughts to come to the surface and to be tended to. The word tender is related to attention, and that is what you do. You tender or pay attention to yourself. As you sit there and start to settle in, your needs will come to the fore because you have made the space and time. As you relax a little, you might notice that you are tired. As you know, when you are working, you can be so focused on what needs to be done that you don't feel your body or your tiredness. You override those sensations. When you are getting into a meditation, that's the time to give over. Let yourself melt. Let your body shift from working to resting. You may long to get on to something more profound, but all those background sensations are the first order of business. You may feel your skin, your muscles, your nerves vibrating. You may be aware of unfinished business in the outer and inner worlds. This is what I mean by attending to needs. Attention is drawn to your own needs. You might think that you are tired and then become aware of your nerves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?